With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. An attempt to force the Trump administration today, or excuse me, an attempt to force the Trump, an attempt to force the Trump administration to resume collecting information about donors to certain nonprofit groups was in court today. We'll have more details coming up on that later in Montana News.
With Montana News, I'm Kevin Trevelin. A Helena judge says Montana's Secretary of State does not have the authority to unilaterally override Governor Steve Bullock's veto of a bison bill. District Judge Mike McMahon today issued a preliminary injunction blocking Secretary of State Corey Stapleton from beginning the process of publishing the vetoed bill in state law. Attorney Austin James argued Stapleton was not overriding a veto but acting according to his duties because the governor did not return the vetoed bill within 10 days. Bullock vetoed the bill on April 29th but did not turn the bill into Stapleton's office until May 22nd. McMahon says there is no such deadline for vetoed bills and that Stapleton was improperly inserting one part of state law into another in making that argument. Bullock's chief legal counsel, Raf Graybill, agrees.
There's no support for the idea that there is an ability by the Secretary of State to invent a new 10-day deadline that doesn't exist in the law.
James says an appeal to the state Supreme Court will be considered. The lawsuit pitted Bullock, who is running for president, against Stapleton, who is running for governor, over a bill passed earlier this year that could hamper future efforts to allow bison to roam freely in the state. Opponents say the bill targets a conservation group that is acquiring land in central Montana with the aim of creating the nation's largest private wildlife reserve that could one day be home to 10,000 bison. A Montana man dubbed the AK-47 Bandit has been sentenced in a Nebraska federal court to 35 years in prison. Richard Gathercole of Roundup, Montana, received the maximum sentence today after pleading guilty in March to bank robbery. The 41-year-old admitted during the plea hearing to using an AK-47 while robbing a Nebraska City bank in 2014. He was accused of carrying the weapon during multiple bank robberies in California, Idaho, Iowa, and Washington State from 2012 to 2017. Bail was set at $250,000 for an 18-year-old Montana man who is charged with disposing of a gun used in a video that prompted a security alert at Belgrade schools. ABC Fox Montana reports David James Oster of Belgrade appeared before Gallatin County Justice of the Peace Rick West today. Prosecutors asked the judge to take into consideration the current political climate around school shootings when setting bail. Schools in Belgrade were put on shelter-in-place status yesterday afternoon after a video posted on social media showed four students, including one pointing a gun at the camera as the names of students scrolled by on the screen. Oster is charged with felony tampering with evidence. Court records say he acknowledged disposing of the gun in a portable toilet. Police have recovered the weapon. He did not enter a plea. Kevin Trevelin, Montana Public Radio.